Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Hour number three, Ben and Woods. It is Tuesday morning. We're about to play Real or Fake. We pushed you back a couple of minutes as we were discussing Major League Baseball and this idea of playing a 50-game season. So if you want to call in 833-288-0973, we are just moments away from our daily head-to-head game. Listener against Stephen Woods.
Yep.
In just a second. But before we do that, I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my wife, Shelley.
Happy birthday.
In case she's listening right now, I think she's up, so hope she has a really good one. Of course, her birthday seems to expand.
Yeah, they all do.
Out,
Ben. They all do. Every one of them.
From the actual day to the week to the surrounding weeks to the month. It
yep.
really fills all occupying space.
It's amazing how long their mothers were in labor on that actual birth. They do the whole thing. My wife does the birthday month, and she's calmed down a little bit since we had a kid. But, you know, still it's like, oh, man, I'm in for it.
Shelly's birthday is so early in June. She kind of takes late May all the way in June.
About mid-June. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
She deserves it, though, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely. Just have a blast and a wonderful, wonderful time.
Why are you looking at me shaking your head from side to side?
Shaking,
that's very
I'm
weird.
I'm not shaking my head side to side. I am not. We'll get to some Corona content. But why don't we, Paul, you want to play our game first or Corona content first?
You can go with the game.
Let's get to it. Let's play a little Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, the prize up for grabs on Real or Fake is a $50 e-gift card to Panera Bread. At Panera Bread, we're here for you with contactless delivery and new drive-up curbside ordering and pickup. Order online at PaneraBread.com. We've got Lou, ready to play a little Real or Fake against you, Woods. Good morning, Lou.
Morning, fellas.
How we doing?
Doing excellent.
Good. All right, five rounds. All you have to do is beat or even tie Woods to win the prize, and you separate the real from the fake. And here's what we got today. We tested you on one defunct league yesterday with the WLAF. So we'll keep the theme going today here, Woods. The American Basketball Association,
the ABA,
was a rival to the NBA in the 60s and 70s, gaining popularity with a wide-open, flashier style of basketball that still influences modern players. Today on Real or Fake, I will name a team. You tell me if it was a real ABA franchise or a fake I've made up to try and fool you. Ready to go, Woodsy? Ready to go, Lou?
Yep.
Let's play round one, Woods. The Toledo Stars, real or fake?
Toledo Stars sounds real to me.
Sounds real to me, too.
Damn it.
Which means I did a good job at faking you out. All right, Lou, that means you have a chance to take an early lead. Lou, the San Diego Conquistadors, real or fake, Lou?
I'm going to say trick question. I'll say true.
Yes, yes, we did. We had the Conquistadors. We also had the Sales.
Were you alive when they were here?
I was not. Okay. A little before I was born. The league actually, I believe, folded the year I was born.
75?
So, yeah, I was post-ABA. All right, 1-0, Lou. Round two of real or fake ABA teams. Woodsy, how about the Pittsburgh Pipers? Real or fake, Woods?
That sounds made up. Fake.
Real.
Damn it.
Real. That was Pittsburgh's
the
ABA
Pipers.
Team. The Pipers.
Awful, awful.
All right, Lou, you are up. You have a chance to expand your lead. Round two, the Oakland Oaks. Real or fake, Lou?
I'll say fake.
Damn.
That was real also. All right, still 1-0. We go to round number three. Woodsy, the Kentucky Colonels. Real or fake, Woods?
Ben, fake.
Get out of here. All right. We are still at 1-0, Lou.
Do this.
Let's go with the Oklahoma City Pioneers. Lou, real or fake?
I'll go real.
That one's fake. All right. Ben's winning today.
Yeah, it's a real
round
banger here,
four.
Ben.
Here we go. Woods, the Carolina Cougars. Real or fake, Woods?
Fake.
Is that a women's basketball league team?
Right, could be.
The Cougars. No, it's an ABA team in Carolina. It's real. What's your offer?
Yeah.
Let's try Lou. Real or fake? The Anaheim Amigos. Real or fake, Lou?
Fake.
Man, get out of here.
It's real.
Wow.
All right, last round. Lou's one from round one is holding up so far. Woodsy, let's try the Syracuse Stags. Real or fake, Woods?
Fake. Yes, look at that.
We're tied. All right, for the outright win, Lou, last round, the Seattle Jets. Real or fake, Lou?
Let's go real.
It's tough to miss four in a row and still win the prize, but by a 1-1 score,
yeah,
tie goes to the listener, and you did anyway. $50 gift card to Lou on a not particularly well-played edition of Real or Fake, but Lou, enjoy the Panera Bread gift card, and thanks for playing.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
What's the one thing you remember from the ABA?
Dr. J.
Dr. J, I was thinking to say the three-color basketball.
Oh, the ball was rad. I had one when I was a kid. I had one of those basketballs, and they used to sell them.
It's kind of like the XFL, right, of basketball.
You know, it's funny because I don't look back at the XFL with any great sense of longing or pride or anything like that. Or the AAF or at all. But the ABA, I'm like, oh, man, the stuff I've seen is kind of cool.
They have some really good players.
What'd you say, Paulie?
No, I just need to get some information here. 1 second.
Oh, sorry.
Not from us. From Lou, I think. Anyway, it ended right around 1975 when I was born. Now, the San Diego team, they had the NBA team, the San Diego Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved to Houston, and then they got their ABA team. Will Chamberlain was the coach, the Conquistadors, and then the Sales for the last couple of seasons. Then that league folded, and then the Clippers came to San Diego back in the NBA in 1978, and haven't really had top-level pro basketball since they left in 1984.
Donald Sterling, the owner.
Yeah, not a good
Dean owner. Spanos. We've had some real, real champions here. Real.
Tom Werner.
Just stand-up guys.
Still roils me that he went on to win a World Series yeah. with the Boston Red Sox. Because
yeah.
he didn't strike me as a World Series winning owner when he was here in San Diego.
Oh, man.
Okay, we do have a little Corona content coming
we do.
Up here.
Yeah, Paulie found this morning.
Paul has had an opportunity to get the information that he needed from Lou, our contestant. All right, there hasn't been as much. Have you seen the social media? Everyone's calling this
Blackout
Tuesday,
yeah.
where they're not posting anything. It's
yeah.
kind of a way to focus attention on the stuff that matters, protests, whatever it is that you're passionate about. So they're calling this Blackout Tuesday, and you really have seen a bit of an absence of content here over the last bit of time, Woods.
Yeah, it actually started, the music industry came up with this idea to do a Blackout Tuesday, saying the show will be paused. That's kind of the message, which I found a little weird because there's no shows right now. There's no, like, hey, we're the Foo Fighters. You know what? We're not going to play in Charlotte tonight. Well, you weren't anyway. But I do appreciate the symbolic gesture. It's, you know, kind of a artist thing that they're doing right now. So, but yeah, the Corona content, as far as people putting stuff out, their kind of daily videos, hey, this is me jamming in my bathroom or whatever. We've had some really, really good, like really good, some really bad, which makes it really good. I mean, just an all-timer, John Bon Jovi. We've had Bob Dylan doing an awful song and then making up for it with some better Corona content, but it's a little dry right now, Ben, as people aren't really keen on. I think people are reading the room, and no one's saying, "Hey, here's me and 40 celebrities singing, you know, Imagine again." You know, I think people are reading the room. Nobody's really in the mood for it right now. But Paulie was able to find that I thought was really, really cool.
Yeah. So this is a 10-year-old girl. And she filmed herself playing three different instruments, two different guitars and the drums, put it all together. So it's like split screen, you know, in thirds, and you can watch her. And she's playing a cover of Guerrilla Radio, Rage Against the Machine. It was pretty awesome.
Amazing.
10 years old. And, dude, she's, like, rocking out in the video.
Can you tweet the video from Ben and Woods?
Yeah, I will.
Lights out! Guerrilla Radio!
Dude, that's so rad. All three instruments. No vocals,
that
just
girl
her
put in her jamming.
Yeah,
she has put in her hours of practice.
That is
to
awesome.
To be able to do that at age 10 is pretty impressive.
That is really, really cool. Yeah, and that was pretty much it for Corona content today. That's really cool. I like that.
When you got up this morning, started the show as I was driving in, first segment, you were pretty adamant that you don't want to bite your tongue anymore. That you want to feel free to express your opinions.
Yeah.
About what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean that we're turning the show into something it's not.
Right.
The show is still
going to be us.
Us and the show that it's always been.
And listen, I'm always going to come in here and try to have fun in the morning. That's always my goal.
But you inspired me.
Thank you.
As I was driving in.
Well, I was pretty inspired last night.
Because I've always been pretty careful. You know, I'm the kind of person that I want to be able to understand everyone's viewpoint.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I really do. And even when I disagree, I like to put myself in someone else's shoes. Okay, yeah, I think your opinion kind of stinks, but at the same time, I understand that based on your background, how you were raised,
why you feel
you
that
know,
way,
the
yeah.
experiences you've had, that I understand why you probably feel that way. I wish you could educate yourself a little more to understand someone else's perspective, but I sort of get where you're coming from. But you inspired me to say something this morning that it's kind of been on my mind the last few days, and it has to do with the phrase Black Lives Matter,
yeah,
which really rankles some people. You see them, they hear that, and they immediately fire back. All lives matter.
Right.
Blue lives matter.
Yep.
Or even worse, white lives matter. And people don't understand why that is so wrong, but it is wrong, and I'm going to try to explain why I feel that way. The phrase Black Lives Matter, I think, without being said, goes on as much as anyone else's life, right? That's what Black Lives Matter, no less than anyone else.
Correct. If you were to expound upon that, if you were to expand that, yes.
The issue is that you don't need to say it for other races, especially white people. We all acknowledge that, of course, all lives have value in this world. If you're a good person, you acknowledge everyone's life has value. No one is disputing that. This is why it's so important for people to acknowledge. But in the past, many people have treated black lives as if they don't matter as much as some other people's lives, in the way they have behaved, in the way our society, our government, even at times law enforcement have treated people of color. It doesn't feel to those people like it has mattered
100%.
As much. So they use that phrase. It's very important to them. And when you try to minimize it by saying, oh, yeah, but what are you saying? They're not saying that other people's lives don't matter. And when you say all lives matter, that simply is trying to say to the other person, I don't respect your viewpoint. I don't respect your opinion. Don't say that in response to Black Lives Matter.
What if I told you that you could say Black Lives Matter and also support your local police department?
Wow. Revolutionary.
I mean, it's revolutionary, right? Again, I have brothers, dudes that I would fight for, and I would take a punch for. There is no doubt they are police officers. I love them. I love them. I don't like them. I love them.
Some of them are even black.
Yeah, exactly. and I've got dudes that I play ball with, guys that I've grown up with that are black guys. Dude, you can do both. You can love black people. You can love white people. You can love police officers. It's all together. But when you respond back with all lives matter, it's not the right response. And, hey, listen, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I understood it from Jump Street. I didn't. I really didn't, Ben. And it takes the willingness to open your mind a little bit and to understand what it's like. Again, I think about my son, and I think about all the things we worry about, and I think about the one thing I don't have to worry about is him being treated differently because of the color of his skin. Hey, you know what? I can sit here today on June 2nd and say with 100% certainty he's never going to be treated unfairly because of the color of his skin. I can say that. I'm not going to be either. You're not going to be either. Neither is Paul. You know, but there are so many that are. And I, you know, again, this conversation would make my heart flutter or my stomach hurt 10 days ago. It doesn't anymore. I don't care. If you disagree with me, that's okay. I hope you'll still listen to my radio show.
Right.
If you don't, that's fine too. Yeah. I'm not gonna force you.
Following up on that, and explain to me if you feel in a different way that I do, because I am willing to listen, and I will listen to intelligent arguments about why you feel a way. If your beliefs are based on what makes you comfortable, I don't want to wear a mask. It's uncomfortable to wear a mask. Well, yeah, but have you educated yourself about, you know, protecting other people, caring about what's going on, or is it simply what makes you comfortable? I don't like protests out there. They make me nervous. What's going on? Well, or have you educated yourself about why people are going out and protesting? If your beliefs are simply, I don't like this, it makes me uncomfortable, it takes me out of my comfort zone, I don't think that's not a philosophy. That's just being selfish. Think about it for a second. Why are people protesting? Then decide, you know, what you can do to try to make things better, as simply say, hey, shut down these protests. I don't like it. They're in my community. They're too close. But why are they going on? Just think about it a little bit.
Yep.
And have some empathy and understanding for your fellow man. And I think the world will be a better place. You know, we wouldn't need protests. If everyone could put themselves in other people's shoes and understand what they're going through, what their background was like, I don't think we'd need a lot of these protests, but right now we do. Because,
and you know what?
There's too many people that don't do that.
You know what, man? Stop being so dug in. Stop being so dug in. It's got to be exhausting defending, you know, your president, your vice president, whatever it may be. It's got to be just open your mind. Think about it. It's got to be exhausting all the time to constantly want to battle and take the other side. Well, there are protests, but it's Antifa, you know, and it's just like, dude, that's not what it's about. These are about black men being gunned down in the street, being choked out in the street. That's what it's about. That's what Black Lives Matter means.
I remember the sentiment for me that stood out the most when it comes to, like, Black Lives Matter, the common retort that you would hear is, like you said, all lives matter, or no, blue lives matter. Look, all lives matter, but I remember hearing this from a friend of mine. He said, all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. That should
so
be the way
so
it's
true.
Phrased. And I was that's like,
a,
damn,
that's a great way of putting it, Paul. That's really good. So anyway, that's our piece of not biting our tongue this morning. Again, the show is the show, though. It's going to go on the way it kind of always has.
Like, I'm still going to tell, like, wiener joke. I'm not going to come in here, like, all serious and militant and stuff. But I'm no longer going to worry about losing listeners or losing followers. I lost probably 15 followers on Twitter. I'm Mike Gundy. I give a rat's ass about Twitter. I really don't care. I mean, it's probably not If you have a problem with that, then you're probably not somebody I want to be.
If you have a problem with Woods being a caring individual who cares about his fellow man and everyone else,
I don't want you.
Well, why wouldn't you want that from everybody? That's what we should want. We should demand that from everybody and appreciate that. We'll still do Don't Do This coming up next, Woods.
Yeah, Ben, I said this last week, and now I have proof. Never, ever, 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 for any reason, help someone move. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Okay?
Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.